Hey everyone, welcome back to the Blaze Your Own Trail podcast. My name is Jordan Mendoza. I am your host, and I'm excited to be introducing a new series titled, What Does a Sales Coach Do? These are questions that I get quite often in my group coaching. I get these on social media, and so I figured instead of telling people individually, let's go ahead and broadcast this out to the whole entire podcast audience, because having a sales coach is a big advantage for anybody, whether you're running a business, whether you're in executive sales. Having someone that can help you learn, teach you, coach you, and guide you is ultimately going to help your business grow. And what I want to talk about today is one of the first things that a good sales coach will help you with. And that thing is, they will help you learn a customized sales process. Here's the thing. Every business owner should have a very similar work. You provide some type of service. So whether you're a consultant, a coach, a real estate agent, insert your vertical, everyone should have a process. But the problem is most people that I come across have maybe some semblance of a process, but they are stuck in other areas of the process. And so what a sales coach does is we actually will come in and we'll take a 30,000, foot view of your business. You know, where do most of your leads come from? How are you acquiring these leads? You know, what budget are you spending to acquire those leads? And we'll kind of very tactfully look at everything that you're doing and figure out how to build a customized system and teach you how to truly install that in your business. Because if you don't know where people are coming in and you don't know how you're getting people to convert, then you don't have a systemized process. And so one of the things that I like to do is gather a ton of data from my clients, figure out, where did their last lead come from? Where do most of their leads come from? And once we can really get that general baseline, that helps me build that strategy with them. And this is a collaborative thing that we're going to do so that it makes sense in their business. And so I'll just give you a pretty easy example. So let's just say that you are some type of business coach, maybe a marketing coach, a life coach. I would have to assume that the way that you bring in people to your business is one of a handful of ways. The first way that I would assume is you've got some type of landing page, website, a link tree, and if people find you on that avenue, they have an opportunity to book time with you. And based on that time that they book with you, they can make a decision, or you can make a decision of whether it's a good fit or not. Okay, that's one way. The other way that you might be bringing in leads today is through publishing content on social media. So it could be a video, it could be a graphic, it could be a poll, and you're essentially educating your audience on the ways that you might help solve their problems. And if people like that content and they go to one of those links that I mentioned previously, or they go to a call to action that you might have put in the content, then they can get to you that way. Okay, another way that you might be finding customers is through paid ads. So maybe you're pumping money into a platform like Facebook or TikTok, and the goal is to try to get those people to book calls, and then those calls to convert to customers. Okay, and the other way that you might be doing this, if I had to guess, would maybe be through your email list. So you're sending out educational emails, different types of content to try to encourage and educate the people and really build that relationship so that they may take that next step or action. So I'm not sure where you fall on the spectrum of, how you actually acquire your clients, but if I had to guess, it's probably one of these four ways. And again, there's other ways that you can bring in clients if you are a coach or consultant or things like that. Now, where the problem lies in most people that I meet is they're bringing them, if the person does happen to book, They are having experience in a lot of no-shows. So that's people that book and they fill out all the things, but they actually don't show up to the call. They're having people fill out a form, but they're not asking the right questions on that form. And so even though people might actually get on the call, they don't actually end up purchasing because they're not the right ideal client. What's happening as a result is they're churning and burning through a lot of people that they otherwise shouldn't have talked to in the first place. So if any of these scenarios sounds like you, then I personally feel you could highly benefit from a sales coach, because a sales coach is going to come in and we're going to look at your systems, we're going to look at your processes, and we're going to literally help you install something that will convert at a high level so that you will reduce no-shows, so that you will talk to the right people. Now, does that mean that everybody that gets on a call with you once those systems are installed is going to be a yes? It absolutely doesn't. But what it does mean is that we are going to highly increase the chances of conversion. Okay, because if you don't have good systems, and systems isn't just having a Calendly or an Acuity link or a Go High Level calendar link, that is part of a system, but the buck doesn't end there. Really where it ends is how good are you getting data from your potential customers? What questions are you asking that gives you the intel and insights to know that you truly can help solve their problems? And that's something that I come across a lot of folks that don't have that dialed in. If you do have it dialed in, then this episode really isn't for you. If you do not have it dialed in and you want help installing something like that, reach out. I would love to help. I'd love to chat and see if what I do could actually truly move the needle in your business. And it's not for everybody, but if it is for you, it definitely will work. So hopefully this first edition of the What Does a Sales Coach Do in the series has added value to you. And again, just to recap, one of the things we do as sales coaches is we help you learn a customized sales process that you can literally install and plug and play into your business, okay? That is in your voice, it's your offer, it's your services. We just really come in and help you make sense of some of the things that might seem complicated. So I'm excited for episode 2, which will be dropped here in a couple weeks. And I'm going to be talking about another topic that week, which is all about confidence. Because if you're not confident in sales and you don't believe in your product or service, unfortunately, other people aren't going to believe in you as well. So be on the lookout for that episode. There will be a guest episode that comes out in between. But until then, I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. I hope this was valuable for you. And, take a stab at building a system for yourself, seeing, you know, if any of these ingredients that I talked about might be missing in your strategy. And I would say go tackle it and try to get it installed. And if I can help in any way and add value, then don't hesitate to reach out. So until next time, have an amazing rest of your week and keep blazing your own trail.